Speaking that at this stage in the session, we had to find a Senate bill that was a vehicle. So if Representative McCarty contacts you, you'll understand that there was a mix-up there, and we apologize, and it will be my intent to move to allow Representative McCarty to be a sponsor of this bill, if he wishes.
That's fine. I was concerned about another issue.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, is there a motion before the committee?
Not yet.
I move the -9, Senate Bill 441 as amended with the -9 amendments.
Okay. Were those adopted in subcommittee also?
Yes.
Council indicates they were. Representative Bowman moves Senate Bill 449 engrossed as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Tell me this. We're going to take this vote and then we're going to go. Okay, please call the roll. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I thought you said 449. It's 441.
I'm sorry, 441. Thank you. Clerk will call the roll, please.
Bowman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Dunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Kramer?
Aye. Motion is adopted. Representative Bowman, would you like the honors?
I'd be delighted, but I think I'd like to carry the next one, and if Representative Bellamy would like to carry this one.
Representative Bellamy?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the floor, and let's come back as soon as we're excused from the call to complete our docket.
Oh, yeah.
Come back to order, please. I think we're up to Senate Bill 358. Council?
Senate Bill 358A would replace the individual population caps, which total 488, with a cumulative cap of 513 for McLaren, Hillcrest, and the juvenile detention caps. It would require CSB to establish by rule population caps at each center not to exceed the design capacity. And it would also require CSB to establish criteria which would govern the commitment to a training school and to control admissions to ensure that the population caps are met.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
I would move Senate Bill 358 to the floor with a due pass and let Representative Bowman carry this. Very fine bill.
I should. It does have a subsequent referral. This
what?
One.
Yes?
It's supposed to go to Ways and Means. Have we had a chance to ascertain if that's still necessary? Or?
We were going to, weren't we, Tom?
We were going to.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Let me...
No, that was 441 that I was going to check.
Okay.
This one, I believe, Representative Kopetsky. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
that.
I knew it was coming.
And you.
He's
this has
me.
Already been to Ways and Means, and the additional dollars
in the Senate, you mean?
Have already been appropriated.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanlon.
Based on Representative Kopetsky's testimony, that the Ways and Means referral should be rescinded.
Right.
I'd so move.
Okay, Representative Hanlon moves Senate Bill 358 to the floor, due pass, and further recommends that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means Committee be rescinded. And if we need to deal with that on the floor, I guess we can if it turns out there's a hitch. Further discussion on that motion?
This guy's opposite sides, anyway.
If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Dunn?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Hanlon?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Ringer? Both aye. Motion is adopted. We'll double check with Ways and Means. If they do have a real problem, of course, we can handle that on the floor. 733. And Representative Bowman will be designated as a carrier.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair.
Sure.
Phillips again.
Okay, Senate Bill 733 would require that driver's license records include the county of residence for each holder of either an unexpired driver's license or identification card. And at the request of the clerk of the court for a county, DMV is required to furnish a copy of its records for that county. This is for the purpose of adding this list of names as a source for juries.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Hanlon.
This is so when you go
door-to-door and knock on doors during campaigns and people tell you that they're not registered to vote because they don't want to be on the jury, you'll tell them you can be on the jury anyway.
Now they just won't be able to drive either.
Or they won't be able to drive.
They won't
have
a driver's license.
Yeah.
They just won't vote for you because you pass.
Well, moving right along. Do you have door-to-door reps in the family?
Yes.
A lot of funny rumors about that. Any further discussion on the motion on
only where they're not registered? Give me a break.
Okay, the motion has been made on 733 to the floor, do pass. Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Bellamy.
Aye.
Tell him how.
Aye.
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 Miller.
Aye.
Phillips.
Want to kill?
No, Phillips votes aye.
Okay, Phillips votes aye. Springer votes aye. Any volunteers on this one?
Sure.
Representative Hanlon, I think you'd do a great job on this one. Okay, 2196.
We could give that one to Dixie. He wouldn't know what it is.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is where the court, Chief Justice came in and said he wanted this bill because there's a case that makes things a mess as they are now, and he's got to clean it up. On appeals.
Well, we know who we're here to work for. Okay.
Council might want to give a more
Yeah, well, this legalese is really kind of throwing us up, Sam Hanlon, if you could put this in layman's terms. Council?
House Bill 2196 alters the jurisdictional effect of the filing of a notice of appeal from a non-appealable order. Better?
Just move the bill.
Representative Hanlon?
I'll move 2196 to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Hanlon moves House Bill 2196 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. We should probably make sure that's engrossed, too. Okay, is there further discussion on the bill that Representative Hanlon's going to carry here?
He's going to volunteer.
I'll carry it.
Okay.
This isn't death.
If there's no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Excused.
Aye.
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 Phillips?
Aye.
Springer?
Votes aye. Motion's adopted. Representative Hanlon, thank you.
Certainly.
Okay, 3348.
House Bill 3348 provides a method for a defendant in a criminal case to file a late appeal without resorting to the post-conviction relief procedure. The bill establishes certain conditions that have to be present before such an appeal is allowed. It also clarifies which proceedings are subject to the appellate filing fees, and it establishes that the entry of the judgment in the trial court register begins the statutory appeal period. We adopted the -2 amendments, which should be before you in subcommittee.
Okay. Representative Hanlon?
I'll move 3348 as amended.
Representative Hanlon moves House Bill 3348 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion?
Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
This bill affect the way in which people out here at the state pen can do all of these appeals and so forth?
I don't know that it's intended to affect those individuals. It may, Mr. Nass, do you have any response to that? I think our concern is we're aware that those folks who are our guests out at the other big house on State Street spend a lot of time generating paper and lawsuits and litigation aimed at the state. What impact, if any, would these amendments have upon that situation as opposed to, I guess, the purposes that council has described?
The bill was not intended to do anything about that at the appellate level. The one impact that it would have is hopefully reduce the number of post-conviction relief cases that are filed, primarily in the Marion County Circuit Court, but also other circuit courts, where the sole claim is that the defendant wanted to appeal the case, but his lawyer failed to file the notice in a timely fashion. The trial court failed to appoint counsel in a timely fashion. So it's not intended to relieve the appellate courts of any extra work, but it is intended to relieve the trial courts of some work. And it shouldn't either increase or decrease the number of appeals filed.
Representative Phillips?
If I was defense counsel and this law was changed, would there be any reason whatsoever that I would not rush to make the timelines if we change it versus now? I know the process was going to be more cumbersome now.
Usually not, because usually the trial lawyer, if he purposely delayed or thought, well, I can take my time on this because I know I can get a delayed appeal anyway, will either have had to file a post-conviction relief proceeding or at least subject himself to potentially being a witness in such a case. I wouldn't anticipate that happening.
Okay. I think, if I recall earlier testimony, these often involve folks who have appointed counsel. Usually the appointment runs at the trial level and the attorney's responsibility, I think, generally ends at that point, although it's not entirely clear if a person is indigent and wants to pursue an appeal, then it kicks into another appointment mechanism, and sometimes the time deadlines get missed, and I guess this will allow, in those circumstances, the opportunity to file, subject to other certain limitations which the Department of Justice, Mr. Pfeiffer, asked for and which have been put into this bill to guard against abuses. I think it's intended to make the system run a little more smoothly and to avoid more post-conviction and allow this to proceed a little more smoothly, if I'm stating that correctly. Representative Bond.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize because I was out of the room briefly and this may have been answered, but for these late filings, do we have an ultimate deadline in either the bill itself or the amendments?
I believe we said not more than 90 days, didn't we?
Correct. There's a 90-day limit to seek relief under this bill. I don't know whether there's a limit to seeking post-conviction relief. This bill is not intended to deal with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Those were among the amendments that Mr. Pfeiffer had sought, if I'm correct.
Correct.
Okay. He was here earlier, but apparently had to leave. Do we have a motion on this?
Representative Hanlon.
Yeah, okay, Representative Hanlon, so moved. Is there further discussion?
Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
I would just say that I'm pleased, but I would hope next session that you'd bring us a bill to take care of our guests out in the other White House and see if we could limit their access to paper at least.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanlon.
In response to Representative Bellamy's comment about the paper generated, I would say that the Court of Appeals, however, does deal with much of that paper all within one side of one page every time an advance sheet comes out.
We know that the Chief Judge is certainly not reticent about making recommendations to us. Okay. Any further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
You're going to give me your AWOP speech.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Brenner? Aye. Brenner? Aye. Brenner? Aye. person's adopted. Any volunteers on this?
I need to carry already today, Mr. Chair.
Well, the chair hasn't carried one today.
Chair will carry.
Oh, good.
Carry one. Hey, this is number two. I think I...
Well, it's a very shame to no vote on it.
Dick would have done.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we pick a carrier on 297, by the way, limitation of actions? I think we did. I forgot to write it down.
Mr. Chairman, what was I... Do you have me down somewhere up towards the top on one of these bills, Gary? I have a couple of them.
Yeah, I have you at 1039.
Okay, that's fine.
And then also at 812.
Mr. Chair, I...
Okay, Representative Hanlon, I think I have you listed for 297 also.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Bellamy.
Yes, I'm just going to say to Senator Roberts' aide that the bill is passed and on its way to the floor. You don't need to sit here anymore.
Okay. Any other business to come before the committee? I don't know when we will meet next. It may be tomorrow. It may be Friday. I'll try to let you know as soon as I can. We're still getting some Senate bills. I intend to shut down the committee completely on Friday and then reopen only upon specific direction of the speaker.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bunn.
In that regard, we have discussed in the past a bill that we have some of the items that we did not put in Senate Bill 323. What's the status of that bill and when it would be heard or considered?
I'm going to review that with counsel just as soon as we adjourn here. I've got two or three bills listed. I know one that you've spoken to me about, which is on the list. I believe Representative Bellamy has one as it relates to the Good Samaritan. We've got the senior transport issue.
Voluntary EMTs.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've got the mountain rescue issue. Those are the three or four, I think, that have been identified as kind of a mini cleanup bill.
What about the one that Sandy Flicker was working on?
It should be.
Residential... Christie list providers.
And do we have a bill number for the vehicle we're using?
Well, it might be 915, but I'm not absolutely certain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll try to, if you check with me tomorrow, I'll try to have more information for you then.
We better be.